Paul, what can you tell us about Andrew Kopp today?
We're still waiting for the final. He's not going tomorrow. It's going to be week to week. I'll have a better idea by tomorrow. He's got a couple more tests. He's got to get looked at.
Week to week then, and I know you probably just answered it, but doubtful before Christmas then?
Correct.
You lost Matthew?
No, he's not playing before Christmas, so doubtful. There's no doubt.
Okay. Obviously, you lost Perreault going into the game. You lose him. Yep. Adam Lowry's kind of the last guy in what's been a pretty important line for you here.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, identity, right? They bring something really different than the other two lines and in different roles than the other two lines play. So we're in the process of kind of making an assessment of what we'll need. We'll have to bring at least one player, maybe two in. We'll do that today.
Dahlstrom will go back in then?
No, we'll run 6D. We're fine on our back end right now.
Just you had mentioned before you make.
Yeah, it was a possibility. Yep.
Okay.
Sorry, just given his history, Kopp, is it not a concussion?
Correct. Upper body, non-concussion related.
Okay. On the fourth Carolina goal, you only have four guys on the ice. Was there a miscommunication, or can you tell me what happened there?
No, I can't tell you. I'm not telling you. Yeah, there was a miscommunication. Awful line change. Like I said, fellas, I wouldn't have stuck around for this one today.
Flushing a game, how do you do it?
It's different for how the environment that you're in, where you think your team's playing, what you got coming up. So you assess where you think the mood of your hockey team is. Mood's not the right word. How aware they are about their game, what needs to be addressed, what doesn't, those kind of things, energy level.
And you kind of answered, but not having Kopp, and Perreault, two guys that are very much drivers, at least, or
yes.
Those guys. I guess how big of a hole does that leave on the team? Obviously, next man up is the term that's used, but those guys are kind of
I don't know where the threshold is, to be quite honest with you. We'll always say there is no threshold, next guy up, all that. But you get into little Perreault and Kopp out of your lineup now, those top nine guys, and you've been fairly healthy and structured up front, so it's allowed you to kind of work with a back end. And their forwards have had a big impact on our defense's ability to survive and play well. But we've got NHL players that can fill that role, and I've run more of a top nine kind of so it's not like it's I'm not going to have to push a lot of people into bigger minutes than they've been already getting.
You guys have been 8. You guys were 8-1-1 at home before last night's game. So you just kind of chalked up to you're just kind of due for a bad one kind of thing? Or?
No, I think they played a really good game. There's more to that game than us not being right. So what happens is you go 8-1-1 and you're on a pretty good run for about a month and a half, and you put a bunch of goals in. Everybody's expectation changes. If we just play our game, we should win them all. That's pro sports, I get it, right? So that's your standard. We didn't like our game, and I think the answer is we're gonna start from today, from the time they walked into today is about Chicago, right? We won't overanalyze that's not right. You'll analyze it just like you do all the other games, but you certainly won't put more into it than it needed to. You'd be aware of what cost you, and you need to make improvements every night and show that you can address the things that you weren't good at and be focused at being better at those the next night.
And how important has Luca Spezza been to this team since you guys brought him aboard?
Well, just statistically, we've been a really good team from the time he showed up. He's been really important to us. Some of the things that we don't do, maybe he's the heavier component back there. He'll finish checks hard, he blocks shots, he battles hard. And I don't know how to measure the importance other than I look at our record from the time he rolled into town. And I think he and Neil have a real good thing going on there. I also felt that way about Dmitry Kulikov before he got hurt. I thought those four or five games prior to his injury was the best hockey he had played as a Jet. So Neil has done a good job of kind of accepting a new partner and getting in, maximizing what that player can do.
Is his timeline still the same with Kulikov?
Correct. Well, he feels he's healing really quickly, but there's windows on these that from a medical point of view, we won't say, hey, yeah, you feel good, but we're going to chop 2 weeks off what we think you should take to heal. So he's still on the same timeline.
You said nothing permanent, but have there been any common themes in preventing losing streaks to extend this year? You only lost consecutive games, the one stretch.
Well, we have. We've rebounded well in off our losses. I think managing the cost of a loss. So you don't lose your mind when you lose a game. You understand we're certainly not accepting losses. But we've been able to come back and make our compete the best part of our game. So we haven't kind of waited to, oh, we'll wait till our hands catch up and we'll be really good tonight. We haven't led with that. We've been able to refocus in that room. I'll give credit first to the leadership in that room getting dialed in, but we got some good men in there that follow along, that there's enough team chemistry, I believe, in there that they'll know coming into that rink tomorrow. We need to be a whole lot better than we were in the last game, and they've been able to do that. And I'm saying that, and this is hockey, so, you know, I mean, Boston's going through it now too, right? Every team will have their stretches, and so much of that is how you come out of it.